A tribal-run kindergarten through eighth grade school near Palmer has made the study of Alaska Native language and culture its cornerstone. But funding to continue the Otna language studies at Yaneda'a School is drying up. The school has applied for Bureau of Indian Affairs assistance, but it's been turned down because of old state education legislation. The tune is familiar, but the words the children are singing are pure Alaskan. They attend the Yaneda'a School in Palmer. The school, run by the Chickaloon tribe, has structured its curriculum to include Alaska Native culture programs and Otna language instruction. The school is entirely grant-funded, but increased competition for language revitalization programs is fierce, and Yaneda'a did not get a hoped-for grant this year. And now its language program is threatened. Josie Wilcox, the school's education director, says the school applied to the Bureau of Indian Affairs for funds to continue the school's mission of educating tribal students and area children of all ethnicities. But the BIA replied that a 1995 ban against use of BIA funds to support elementary and secondary schools in Alaska is still in place.
And there are millions available to our schools, not just our school, but schools throughout the state, that we cannot access because of that rider in Congress. It makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense. We're a state that has a huge population, and yet we are underfunded.
Wilcox says lack of funds has forced the school to cut one language instructor position. Ray Barnhart, a member of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cross-Cultural and Indigenous Studies Graduate Programs faculty, says the 1995 ban is a result of a 1975 legislative mandate to establish 21 regional education attendance areas, thereby dissolving the state-operated school system. A court decision a year later led to the creation of village high schools in rural Alaska to be implemented by the education attendance areas. Barnhart says the state then agreed to assume funding responsibility for Alaska schools, and BIA funds were cut.
It is problematic because the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which back prior to the mid-1970s was providing funds for schools in Alaska, that was discontinued, and the state funds haven't necessarily been able to provide alternative funding for a school such as this.
Yaneda'a began in 1992 and has received national recognition for its work. The language curriculum is based on the concept of total physical response, in which all instruction is given in Otna. But the knowledge of the language rests with the elders, says the one remaining language instructor, Jesse Boger.
It's really time is of the essence because, I mean, it feels like, you know, you got this impending doom because you know that you don't have your elders forever and, you know, they kind of hold the key for us to be able to progress.
The school brings in two elders from the Copper Basin to mentor the instructors twice a month. But lack of funds has put that program on hold for the foreseeable future.